Dear Lebanon Baptist Association, this is your mission strategist, Pastor David. And this week's devotion is entitled, Let Us. Dear church, dear Lebanon Baptist Association, we need a fresh grip of the conviction of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to His Word, and victorious breakthrough praying. It is in these evil times that we live that God's Word declares that despite the evil times, that we, His people, live in victory. May we, His people, not simply remember, but lay hold to the conviction, to the truth, that the enemy could not deter, the cross could not detain, and the tomb could not hold our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on His path to His mission to be victorious. You could say that the life of Jesus was an episode of His triumphant progress to victory. Dear fellow believers, let the floods come as they may. Let the storms of life break loose if they must. God is with us. May it always be fresh in our hearts and minds that the book of Revelation was written during the evil reign of Nero and Domitian and the power of Rome, that total evil was welded towards the church of the living God. The church fought back, not with weapons of man, but with the greatest weapons of all. That was faith in the living God, His Word, prayer, and the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Let us remember that during that time, the air was filled with evil, the mocking, the laughter of an empire intoxicated with the suffering and the bloodshed of God's people. Yet the church of the living God was not deterred, was not detained, and was not stopped. Yes, like Nero and Domitian and the evil empires before and since, and those that will come and go, and will fail. Like Jesus won the victory, the church of the living God won, is winning, and will ultimately win. When disasters happen, people cannot continue to operate as nothing has happened. The church today, considering the vast lostness and the evil we clearly see taking place, and the evil that we know will take place, cannot continue to operate as normal. Like His people throughout history, they rose up to meet the occasion in which they were faced with. We too must do the same. Let us remember that we are in a spiritual warfare, and warriors in Christ are not just needed, but are the ones who will rise up to the occasion. Let us remember that the spiritual warfare we are in is being fought where the outcome is not in doubt, but rather the outcome is victory. Church, LBA, together, moving forward, let us stir one another to rise up and to stand on our feet, clothed in the full armor of God, and run toward the battle. Let us remember that God is with us, and His spiritual resources are more than ample enough in this day in which we live.